Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast for members of the VegGrad Podcast Supporters Club. Oh, these titles do get harder and harder to get through. Anyway, I hope you are all well and having a great week. It's very nearly the weekend. And although the weather does look like it's going to be turning rainy, luckily this week I have managed to make the most of the good weather that we have had all week and got down to the allotment every night this week. And I've planted out some tomatoes in the greenhouse. I've mowed the grass areas this evening before it started raining. Basically, the allotment is looking really, really good. It just needs a few plants in there to really vamp it up. Luckily, with the weekend on its way, we're hoping that we're going to get lots of tasks done. Now, my plans this weekend are to spend Saturday morning down on the allotment. First thing I want to do is actually lift up the black membrane from the brassica bed and then start planting out some Brussels sprout plants and some other brassicas that I have in here at home to go down on the allotment. I then want to tidy up some of the edges and start preparing in order to build two new beds next weekend. And an area that I'm particularly paying attention to this week has been the asparagus bed. I've been weeding it out quite a bit. Our asparagus is just starting to grow, which is great. And asparagus hates weeds, but the asparagus bed is particularly difficult to keep on top of the weeds. So I've been weeding it out a lot this week. And I've also been getting some seaweed from the beach to throw on there as well as a mulch. Works really, really well. I've said it so many times. I've just got to keep on top of it. Now, back at home, my plans are to continue potting up some of our young plants, pricking them out and sowing lots of seeds this weekend again. Seed sowing time is really up upon us. So I'm looking at sowing more courgettes or pumpkins and beans and things like that, a lot of which we're sending out next month as well. So there's still plenty of time. Don't panic about that. I'm also going to be sowing some companion flowers, something I'm trying a bit harder to do this year. Gets a bit of colour, but also keep with the whole edible theme that I do. Added to that, I'm also going to try and plant out some more brassicas at home in the bed that I have at home. Probably going to finish off the purple sprouting broccoli because that's coming near the end. And the most important task that I'm going to be talking about a lot on Monday is potting the straw bale garden into the conditioning phase. Straw bale gardening is something I'm experimenting with this year. I'm actually looking forward to trying this. I think it's going to be a very easy way to maintain a garden because it looks like there's not going to be much weeding involved if it works. But the conditioning phase is about 2 weeks of watering the straw bales every day and every other day adding a feed to the straw bales so that they are ready for planting. And in about 2-3 weeks, we're going to start planting them up. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Now, added to that, here's a few other tasks that you could be doing this weekend too. Now, if you've got some lettuce or other leafy greens, you can start planting those out. They may still need a bit of protection, but certainly in sunnier areas, they can start being planted out. It's also going to be a good chance to sow some radish or turnip seeds if you have any of those. I actually saw somebody on a Facebook group who recommended taking 1 litre containers of compost and sowing 12 radish seeds every week in different 1 litre containers. That way, in a few weeks' time, when the first container is all used up effectively, you can then plant that again when it's empty, but you've got a continuous supply of radish seeds. I quite like this idea. I think that's something I'm going to look at doing myself. Added to that, we're going to start preparing the beds for planting summer vegetables like peppers and cucumbers. That's something else we can do. Start clearing out the weeds, add a bit of feed like bone meal or grow more into the soil to get it ready. Now today I have been sowing the borage seeds that I've sent out. Now, Borage is an absolutely lovely herb to grow in the garden. And it also has these beautiful blue flowers that are a magnet for pollinators like bees and butterflies. So they're going to really help bring in those pollinators to improve your tomato yields and what have you. And the leaves and the flowers can also be used in the kitchen in various dishes. That's why I've used it. Now, to sow borage seeds, you need a well-draining soil mix and a sunny location. And you can sow the seeds directly in the soil in late spring or early summer. But we're going to start these indoors. It's about, for me, 3 weeks till the last frost date. We usually want about 6 weeks. But, you know, we'll sow these indoors. They should germinate in about 7 to 10 days. And these plants can grow to about 2 foot tall in the end. So what I'm going to do is sow these in the ground, gave them a very light covering of compost, and then as they once they germinate and we start to see the true leaf, we will prick them out into their own individual pots, and then we will leave those to grow on and pot them up as and when needed. Now, we could leave them in the pot or we could pot them straight in the ground. It doesn't really matter. Now, when caring for borage plants, make sure to water them regularly, but not overwater them. Fertilise every 2 to 3 weeks with a balanced fertiliser, something like Growmore. Do keep an eye out for pests like aphids and caterpillars and control them if possible, but don't use weed killer or pesticide or anything like that if you can help it. I hate using those things. I prefer to use natural. But the thing I really like about borage, as I said, it's a great herb. It's useful. It's got a really interesting flavour, but it brings in those pollinators as well. And as I said, companion planting is something quite high on my list of these things that we want to do this year. So bringing those in is just going to help make a better garden in my eyes. So what else? Sunday, big day on Sunday. It's actually my birthday. I don't normally make a bit of a fuss about it, but I'm spending the day at home on Sunday, apart from taking Roxy on a dog walk, of course, and doing things in the garden. I'm hoping if my friends and families that do decide to come over and visit me, they're going to help me out a bit in the garden at the same time. I very much doubt that will happen, but it's a hope I have. Last year, remember, we had a day on the allotment and everybody came down and it was really, really nice. We all had, I mean, it was my 40th last year, but we had a table set up with snacks and everything. It was a nice day. The weather was good. This year, the weather doesn't look as good. So hopefully it's going to happen the same at home. I'm hoping because I really like being in my garden. And it's, for me, a garden. It is my place of growing food, but it's also a place for entertaining and relaxing. So big plans, big plans. Right, guys, you take care and I will speak to you again on Sunday. We have got a live show on Sunday as well. As you know, I do a live show 6 p.m. This week, it's all about the memories of gardening with your grandparents. And I've chosen that because it's also my Nan's birthday on Sunday too. So all that might be a nice little subject to discuss. Anyway, if you can come along to that, 6 p.m. goes on our Facebook page and our YouTube channel and our Facebook group as well. But please do share your stories of gardening with your grandparents. I think it's such a interesting and lovely subject to talk about. Right, guys, you take care. See you again next time.